This edition of the podcast is brought to you by Squarespace.
You're listening to Trek FM.
The Gate.
Hi folks, and welcome to this week's edition of Deck 8, your dedicated Star Trek online podcast on the Trek FM network. As always, here to help me talk about all things Star Trek Online are, from the Principality of Wales, we have Tom. Hi Tom.
Hello.
Are you back in Wales?
I am, yes.
Okay, it's alright. Just so I can tell the border police to stand there.
Yeah. Birmingham was a nightmare to walk around.
How did you get off?
Pardon?
Did you walk around?
Well, I got off at Birmingham for half an hour.
Oh, another wonder.
Yeah. I stayed in the station, like, but got lost in the station.
Yeah, because it's all been refurbished.
Yeah.
£500 million refurbishment.
Wow.
Yes. It's going to be shiny, though.
It is. It's all white.
Yeah, that won't last. And from the Kingdom of England, we have Shervin. Hi, Shervin.
Hello, Colin.
How's things in a smog?
Oh, well, smoggy as usual.
Let's see, that's what I like. Yeah. I like Constance.
And I don't understand why you let Tom into your kingdom.
Yours, mate, not yours.
Well, into your area then. What shall I call it?
Yeah, but he was passing through on his way down somewhere else, so he didn't mind. He weren't like he was staying in my bit.
Well, that's okay.
There you go. So, you know, I know, I'm sure you was busy having tea with the Queen.
I know, yeah, our weekly tea greets.
That's it, yeah. Because, you know, everyone in England has tea with the Queen.
I know, it's just common, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tea and muffins.
Scones.
It's in common tongue. has any of you played any Stone?
I have.
Not since Thursday.
Not since Thursday.
I did at the beginning of last week.
I ain't played since last Sunday. I haven't had time. I've been on these stupid shifts where you get up in the morning and you're getting ready to go to work, and by the time you come home from work, you're basically getting ready to go to bed.
And so have a snack.
Nothing happens in between.
That doesn't sound too fun.
No, it's a horrible shift. It's basically your entire day is a work day, so you can't do nothing else. So what, have you done anything different in Stowe, or just been going around pew-pewing?
Well, I finished the Romulan reputation system, finally.
Oh!
Got a nice 32,000 dilithium from the mission you get once you complete it.
Yes, that is a nice bonus, isn't it?
And it was especially good since just a few days before I'd got my similar bonus from completing the Omega system.
So, did you buy any of the Romulan weapons as you was ranking from the reputation system, because they're all Mark 12 purples?
No, I haven't bought anything from any reputation system yet.
Do you know, I've never known anyone who's done the reputation system and bought the weapons.
I spend all of my marks on getting through the system.
Yeah, yeah. But I got a nice little system going, because I'd spend 2 days grinding.
Right.
To get marks, and then the rest of the time, the marks were just banked, so I could just keep doing the 20-hour thing.
Right.
So that was a nice way of getting through it. But yeah, it's the Romulan reputation system. There's some really good mini missions in that in there.
Yeah.
So, I like the one when you go in a cave and you're fighting Napoleon.
Oh, that one annoyed me.
Why?
Because I just kept dying.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, and in the end, to defeat the Napoleon captain, I just stayed dead and all my bridge officers did it.
So you did again?
No, well, I was in plain sight, just, you know, dead.
You're obviously not using your engineer properly. That's all I can say. Because, I mean, my engineer, I put turrets down, so that's like an extra gun.
Right.
And then if your energy's low, you can throw a cover shield up and hide behind that, but your energy builds back up.
Which I do.
Yeah. If you put some of your bridge servers with exposed weapons.
Right.
And then you have exploits, they'll expose the target. You click on it so everyone shoots at the same target. So they expose the captain, and then you exploit the exposure, and he goes down.
Right, well, I've realised that I need to do a complete overhaul of my ground away mission team, because I had to change everybody into environmental suits for the last mission. I realised that some of my officers were wearing Mark 9 body armour, white common Mark 9 body armours, and...
Wow.
So...
Yeah,
I'm going to have to...
There's one of your bridge crew with a standard phaser show in like one of our foundry missions.
That was an accident, Thomas.
How's the Delta Flyer, Tom?
Pardon?
How's the Delta Flyer?
Oh, she's recovered.
I was laughing out loud at that foundry mission. So, Tom, why are you in a Delta Flyer?
Won't happen again.
That was funny. So what you've been doing in Stowe, Tom?
Not much. I've only mainly had time to do DOFs mainly. So go in there, do a few of the DOF missions and a few quick missions to get sort of dailies and dilithium.
You played Neverwinter this week?
No.
So you implied much of anything, really?
I haven't played Neverwinter since it got released.
Okay. So you haven't really been playing much games at all, then?
Not on PC.
What do you mean, not on PC? What, you been playing on your iPhone?
Xbox.
Oh, Xbox?
Yeah.
What you been doing on Xbox?
Well, every month, Microsoft are giving away free games, so I've been playing them.
Oh, is that to keep you happy?
Yeah.
Because they messed up on the on a certain release.
No, they it's like monthly gold rewards.
Oh, you got a gold account on...
Don't mention the gold accounts to me.
Yeah, we'll upset Sharon. Oh, so if you got a gold account on Xbox, you get one free game every month?
Yeah, and you can play online, so you have to have gold.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have to pay to go online.
I haven't got an Xbox. You got an Xbox, you
know?
No. PlayStation?
Yeah, but I play it maybe once to Blue Moon, you know.
Once in a Blue Moon.
Yeah, my PlayStation is a DVD.
Yeah, me too.
Blu-ray.
It's got some quite good upscaling ability.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. So it's not even I don't think it's plugged into anything at the moment. I think it's sitting on the floor somewhere. So there's still no games on it that I wanted to play, so stop playing it.
Well, the last game you probably bought was the Star Trek game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the last game I bought.
I didn't buy that in the end. I just thought, what was the point when I'd heard so many bad things about it?
It's alright.
Yeah.
It's not brilliant. It's alright.
Yeah. But it's just like the film, basically.
Yeah. It's... Fighting the Gorn's good.
I don't like those new Gorn.
No, I mean the actual combat.
Well, even still. It would get ruined by the bad Gorn.
Oh, yeah, there is that, yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that the Gorn are from a different galaxy.
Right.
Yeah, that is kind of... Really? Okay.
Yeah, I had an issue with the models. The modelling.
Yeah, there's a few issues with it. To be honest. But I was playing it and I was like, I'm not enjoying this. I'm really not enjoying it, so I stopped playing it. So.
Well, the game came out just as my exam started, so it was pretty much out of the question anyhow.
Yeah. It'll be in a bargain bin soon, don't worry.
Right.
You know.
Depending on eBay.
Yeah.
If you can find a gaming shop that still exists, seeing as most of them are closed.
Yeah, well, there's basically no game
My local
shops.
Game store's still open.
Is it?
And HMV.
Wow.
HMV's open in Birmingham, but my local HMV's shut. So I have to go 12 miles to Birmingham for a HMV.
Yeah.
I have to go 30 miles.
That's slightly further.
Yeah.
Shervin probably has to go round the corner.
No, my two local corner games shop closed and the local HMV closed. I need to go to the centre of London for an HMV.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I don't do. Can I just buy online?
No, just buy it online. I was talking the other day on Twitter. People's going, which pre-order did you do for Star Trek Into Darkness? Did you get the phaser? And I says, no, the phaser's Amazon.com. It's not Amazon.co.uk. And it says, which is you? And I says, I got it Play.com. Because Play.com comes with the scale model of the Vengeance.
I got that.
You got that?
I pre-ordered that one, yeah.
Yeah. And I went, oh. Oh, if I'd known that, I'd rather have got it from Play.com. He says, well, you got the... So he paid $80 for the American version when it gets in. It comes with a phaser. He says, well, if I'd known it was the Vengeance, he said, I would have got the Vengeance instead. I says, oh, well.
Yeah, I prefer the ship model.
Yeah.
I can go on a shelf on building.
And it was only £40.
Yeah, and I have Bargain. No idea what you guys are talking about.
The You've seen Star Trek Into Darkness, yes?
Yes. Well, no, I didn't know about any of these pre-order stuff.
Actually, on Play.com, it's not a pre-order. You can opt to have that pack.
I see.
So, I mean, obviously, you could pre-order it as that, but it's still on there. You can go like on Play.com now and just buy
it. It's limited, it said, on Play.com.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still there, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They haven't sold out.
I might have to take it.
But obviously, once it's gone, it's gone.
Well, that's fairly obvious.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to rush and buy it, is it? Sure?
Not really, no.
No, not really, no. So, so anyway, let's get into Star Trek Online. Because this, Sherman, I like this my first one because it's Voyager.
Yes. Had a nice time reading this.
Yeah, and Tom, yeah, Tom's a big Voyager fan.
Yeah.
Tom's a big Voyager fan. They stole the man himself. Talks Voyager. So for all you Voyager fans out there, basically he talks about the Voth, which everyone is excited about after seeing the screenshots and so on and so forth. And I'm hoping, I was actually talking about this the other day with a guy at work who plays Star Trek Online, and he says, do you think we'll get the Voth city ship? I said, you're joking. He says, why? I says, an Odyssey takes 3 days to turn around. How long's the bloody city ship going to take?
The city ship's, what, the like 100 times bigger than the Odyssey?
Yeah.
Isn't it bigger than the flotilla? The one with the flotilla?
Probably.
Yeah, it's bigger than a Jupiter. Yeah, this thing's like, it's a city ship.
Yeah, remember that you image know? Of Voyager just in it, in like in its hangar, and it's just this tiny dot.
Yeah, in its massive, massive space. I said you got more chance of getting, like, the Millennium Falcon. Then getting like a Voth city ship. Because it wouldn't be practical. It just, you know, you'd beam into orbit around a planet and you would be the planet.
Well, it would be good because you'd be able to, you know, if you're going to an STF, you could cover both sides of Kit Miracle,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah, your guns would be at both ends of the sector. You wouldn't have to move.
Oh, yeah, but highly impractical, as you said.
Highly impractical. God, I wonder how many weapon slots it had. You've got 22 at the front and 32 at the back. And 5 along each side.
Yeah, you have to have some on the sides.
And on the top and on the bottom.
Yeah. I just thought, yeah, I said, you really didn't think that through, that question, before you asked me, did you? Oh, dear. Anyway, they ran a poll. And the poll came out as Just reminder question. The question was, which Star Trek ship's characters, species, and stories would you most like to see in a future Stow expansion? And the results were, in reverse order, the original series with 198, Next Generation with 371, Enterprise with 409, Deep Space Nine with 474, and Voyager with 1,216.
What?
So that's a landslide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In anyone's language.
Yeah.
So, and then people give Voyager so much grief. I don't, you know, but it was, oh no, Deep Space Nine this and Next Generation this and so on and so on and so on, and Voyager just blew everyone away with this poll.
Yeah. Well, Voyager's pretty much the only series that hasn't had much content.
Oh, yeah, think about it. You've got loads from the original series, loads from the Next Generation, and you've got pretty much all of the main ones from Deep Space Nine, apart from the Vorta, and then with Voyager, you've just got...
And Enterprise.
Yeah, but then with Voyager, you just get the Borg, which isn't really Voyager, the Undine, or, well, Species 8472, and then that's pretty much it.
Seven and Nine's Catsuit.
Tom.
We've already got there.
Oh, yeah, and the Hirogen, that's all you get.
Yeah.
So many more they could do.
And the Borg are basically, you know, nearly every series apart from Deep Space Nine anyway, so...
Yeah.
They kind of transcend them all.
Yeah.
So yeah. And, you know, being Voyager, you've got, as well as you've got the Vidians.
Yeah.
So the Hirogen.
Kazon.
Kazon. Oh, God, no. Please not the Kazon. Mod, you, yeah, the Kazon would be good because then that should be whipping boys.
Yeah.
You know?
Hirogen will love hunting them.
Here come the Kazon. Yeah, okay. Let me know when I start being worried.
That's the time where you can be happy to make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they've been pounding my ship for ages. Oh, shield's still all the way up, so...
Yeah. Are they still here?
Yeah. But there's even more than that. There's the Talaxans, there's the Compans, there's so many different species they could do.
Apart from the Hirogen then, and who would you most want to see in it, Tom?
What species?
Yeah.
Well, you got a playable Talaxian.
A playable Talaxian? What, as a player or as a bridge officer?
A NPC or even a playable...
Option.
Yeah. Unfed.
So what would be special abilities then? Am I able to cook? Because they didn't have any innate, anything different about them, did they? It could tell really good stories.
Yeah, storyteller.
Storyteller, yeah.
So could make a good doff.
Yeah.
Trader.
And obviously, I wish an away mission would be you have to find the other route.
No, that will be a foundry mission.
That'll be a foundry. What about you, Sherby?
See, it would be good to have playable Talaxians, just, you know, so that you can laugh at their funny hair and stuff.
Right.
Although, as for, you know, sort of, I probably would like to see the Vidians, you know, you can avoid getting your lungs and livers stolen. It's always fun.
So, as a badder, you
yeah.
know? As an opponent.
Yeah. And Letty, as for playable characters. But yeah, probably just Slaxons and the Compans, and the Compans, because everyone else was basically an enemy, so. You know, can't, unless something magical happens to make them not enemies.
The Compans would be good if they gave them the telepathic ability.
Yeah, otherwise they're just boring stupidos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because that would be a good playable option, because then you've got. The telepathic. Yeah, because obviously the stuff's already in-game for telepathic attacks because of the Vulcans.
Right. Although I've just thought the Vidians probably wouldn't actually be a good enemy anymore. Because remember that their phage actually got cured in the end, so... you know, they're not fun if they're not attacking your organs.
They could be rogue ones that never got the cure.
Or just got the cure and just felt like, we want to keep taking people's organs anyway.
Well, it's a good trading system.
That's true, the Ferengi would be in there.
Yeah. Black market surgery.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't surprise me if Beverly got a few organs from there as well.
That's true. That's true. No, I'd like to see the Kremen.
Oh, yeah, the Kremen. That's another one. Although, I think they would be really overpowered, though.
Well, no, because we've got Chroniton Torpedoes as Federation characters.
Which are still very disappointing in my eyes.
Yeah, they are. And the cooldown time is huge.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think the Kremen would be a good adversary.
Yeah, they probably would, you know. You have to deal with their phasing in and out of time and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Chroniton weapons and all that type of stuff. That'd be a good battle.
And I hope that friend at work doesn't ask, you know, would we be able to get Anorak's humongous ship? Because...
Yeah, I'll just tell him, yeah.
Yeah, sure, mate. Just...
Yeah, no problem. But yeah, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see the Kremen. I think that'd be a real good adversary. Because it's like the Elachi now, when you're fighting them and they jump from one side of the map to the other.
Oh, which is bloody annoying.
Yeah, which is really annoying, even when you've got a tractor beam on.
Yeah.
So the Kremen could be like that, because they could like come go phase out of time and then phase back in a different part of the map. Which would be annoying, but, you know...
Yeah, it's like if you're destroying one of their ships and they're like at 2%, then they phase out of time and come back at 100%.
Oh, now that would be annoying. Imagine that. I think players would just kill themselves.
But that's like fighting that bloody relativity ship. You ever fought one of them in PvP?
No, I haven't.
A pain in the arse. You get them down and you think, yes, I've got him. And he hits the 12-second reset button and you've got to do it all again.
Although
by the time you've got him back down, he does it again.
Oh.
Yeah. So
we was in PvP 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, and there was one of them in there, and we got him down and everything, and then he just hit the 12-second reset button, and he was back up. So I had to send a signal to the team, and we all just pounded on him. So even when he reset, as soon as he come back and his timer had cooled down and reset it again, because there was that many of us hitting him. We killed him before his timer reset. Pain in the ass. But yeah, we'd be fighting one of them, but as an NPC, which would be even more annoying.
Yeah.
Because you'd be fighting it on your own.
Yeah. And I just, for a bit of fun, looked up the specs of a Voth city ship.
All right.
Estimate size is 9,800 metres.
9,800 metres.
Long.
Wow.
And the biggest, closest to that is a Borg assimilation cube at 3,000 metres.
So 3 times bigger than the Borg cube.
Hang on, the Enterprise...
Is it about...
Enterprise E was just under 700 metres long. And that's 9,000 metres long. Wow.
Yeah, Derridex class, Romulan, Warbird... is 1,341 meters.
So it's 9 of them end to end.
End to end.
Wow.
That'll take 3 years.
You just won't turn.
Yeah.
It's that simple. You just can't turn. I mean, you'd have to have 22 turn modulators on it just to get round in a week.
Or maybe you'll have to have like, you know, 6 different impulse
engines.
Someone
has to go out and push.
So,
yeah. That's frightening.
Yeah.
9 Romulan warbirds end to end.
Dominion planetary assault ship is 4,500 metres.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a big ship.
Very big.
No wonder Voyager got lost inside.
Yeah, Voyager's only, what, 300 metres long?
Yeah. Voyager's a shuttlecraft compared to that thing. Wow. But yeah, so that's the result of the poll anyway, folks. So, Voyager, more Voyager stuff coming, so that will address the balance. Because actually, a lot of stuff at the moment is still is very DS9 and TNG.
Yeah.
So, I think there's enough TOS stuff in there, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need any more TOS. Yeah.
Although I do like when you go back in time and Spock's there. That's cool.
Yeah, that was a good set of missions.
Yeah. So, as always, folks, you can check that out at the Star Trek Online website. And as always, we will put the links on. So, for now, here's a word from our sponsor. Now, Squarespace is an all-in-one platform that combines hosting and content management to make it simple for you to create your own space online, whether that be a blog, a website, a portfolio, or even an online store. Trek.fm, go check it out, is built on Squarespace, and one of the things we love about it, apart from the simple fact that the tools make our jobs so much easier, is that they are constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and all the style options you need to create a unique website for you or your business. It's incredibly easy to use. But if you want some help, Squarespace has an amazing support team that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And best of all, Squarespace is incredibly affordable. Starting at just $8 a month, obviously, again, do the conversion to your respective currencies. It even includes a free domain name registration if you sign up for the annual plan. Now, let me tell you about three main points that make Squarespace the perfect choice. First, Squarespace is design focused. They really care about design, and all their templates are extremely clean and allow you to content to be focus of your website. Next, there are connected accounts. You can connect Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Google, and many more web and social services to make promoting your content simple. Let your site automatically tweet when you post a new story or a blog entry. Share a page from your site directly onto Facebook. It's incredibly simple with Squarespace. Lastly, there's responsive design. Every Squarespace website has its own unique mobile design, so that your site automatically scales to look beautiful on every device. No need to create separate sites or views from desktop or mobile. And one more thing, if you want to go beyond this and sell products through your site, Squarespace have recently added e-commerce to the platform, so you can set up shop and sell things. There's integrated credit card processing, and it's all done in just a few minutes. All of these features come together to give you unparalleled power to create a professional quality space online with no coding knowledge. It allows you to focus on what really matters, your content. Of course, if you're someone who loves to program and you want 100% control over every line of code, Squarespace has a fantastic developer mode as well. But don't just take our word for it. I want you to go and try this for yourself for free. Just go to squarespace.com and start a 14-day free trial. No credit card required. Just enter your name and email address, and in a matter of minutes, you'll be building your website. If you already had a platform like WordPress, you can import your current site and see how the Squarespace tools give you everything you need to create an exceptional site. Then, when you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code TREK8 to get 10% off lifetime purchase on new accounts. If you choose the annual option, you'll receive a free domain registration. So support our sponsor, DEC, and support DEC8 with squarespace.com and use code TREK8. That's TREK8. To get 10% off. We thank Squarespace for their support of Trek FM, and we thank you for listening to this program. Thank you. So, thanks to Squarespace for sponsoring us. And if you want to help the Went Network out, folks, if you go to trek.fm, and there's an option there where you can donate a bit of money, and in exchange for donating a bit of money, you get badges and cards and stuff like that. So it all helps to run the network, and it all helps to bring out the range of podcasts that we bring out for you. Because although we all do this for love, and none of us get paid for doing it, although I haven't told these two that, none of us get paid for doing it. but none of us get paid for doing it. We all do it purely for the pleasure. So, but the network costs money to run. So if you can, go to trek.fm and, you know, chuck us a few Latin bars. It would be much appreciated.
So, and you get a badge.
Yeah, get a badge. Or you can get a post. Or what is it? Postcards?
Print, aren't they?
Print cards, yeah, and stuff like that. And have a look anyway while you're there, because there's Facebook covers, there's iPhone wallpapers and Android iPad wallpapers, yeah. There's trivia, there's forums, there's loads of other podcasts. So, Trek News and Views is on there. Shameless plug. So yeah, go and have a look at the website and, you know, have a nosy around. There's articles, there's all sorts on there. It's a fantastic website. Right, next up, Legacy of Romulus Dev Blog 39, Dilithium Mine Feature Project Number 5, which always makes me laugh that the Dilithium Mine project was so you didn't have to spend Dilithium, but we keep chucking these things at you anyway. So,
yes, every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. You know that thing we did so you didn't have to spend Dilithium? Spend your ass! Ah, oh, dear.
Yeah, it's not one of Stowe's more genius ideas.
All the Star Trek Online podcasts just think it's funny. Yeah. All of them say the same thing about it. All except one. But yeah, it's funny. It just makes me laugh. Anyway, the next Dilithium Fleetwood project, where you don't have to spend crystals unless you want to spend crystals.
Try to get through this, Colin. Come on.
Yeah. Upon completion of these special projects, enhancements will be made to your fleet Dilithium mine, where special crystal displays will be various elements around the interior ground of your Dilithium mine. So they basically, you get a Dilithium in a tube. That's basically what it is.
Display cabinet.
Yeah.
And you get to pay thousands of Dilithium for it.
Yeah. You get thousands and thousands of Dilithium, and then when you go into your mine, when you go into your Dilithium mine, where you mine Dilithium, you can look at Dilithium.
Yeah, and from the pictures, it looks like, what, maybe 5 specks of Dilithium?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It's what's left over, Sharon.
It's a nice pink tube, though. It lights up, it glows.
Oh, well, in that case.
It's lovely. I mean, it's very reflective on the glass floor. It's lovely. It's nice aesthetic. So, yeah, because obviously when you're a Dilithium miner, you can never look at enough Dilithium.
No. There's always some new Dilithium to look at.
Yeah, you know. What'd you do today, love? I mined Dilithium. Oh, right. Where'd you go on your break? Oh, I sat in the lounge and looked at the glowing Dilithium.
And listening to the miners
talk about Dilithium. Yeah. But it's pretty. It's bright pink. It's lovely.
It's the colour of Dilithium.
Yeah. When we're getting that one.
Well, every time I've seen our fleece Dilithium mine, everything's just been completed.
I know, because we've got some serious grinders in our fleet. And every time you log in and you go to the mine or you go to the embassy, you go to the Starbase, you think, oh, someone's been shopping.
Yeah. I haven't spent a speck of Dilithium yet on the mine projects.
You don't have to.
No.
You don't have to. Every time you beam down, it's like someone's done it.
And if not, then just pretend you didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go down there and relax and look at the Dilithium.
I upset someone on Twitter the other day. This is like, what's your state of your fleet? You know, where's your fleet seat? And I said, a bit to the right. But it's... He says, no, he says, I meant like, you know, I says, oh, right, Starbase is 5, Embassy's 4, and mine's 2. Last time I looked, I said, mine could be 3 now, it's all right now.
For all you care.
No, I do care, I just haven't had, like I said, I haven't had a chance for a week. So, and we've got some serious grinders in our fleet, so. I mean, you did a load of fleet marks the other day, Sherman, so.
Yeah, well, it's because I need a tearful military thing to be able to get my... Fleet Advanced Escort. So signals to the fleet members, concentrate all your efforts on the military XP.
I'll send a fleet note when I get in later.
Yes.
If I get in later.
Yeah.
Depends how TMB goes. So, next up, release notes for August 22nd. The one that jumped out for me is the 300-day fireworks veteran reward can now be claimed at consoles on Kronos and New Romulus Command.
Yay! No, that's a no, because I automatically set them off in the most awkward of places.
Where's no, I'm gone. I do want to ask you. Where's the most awkward of places?
I've set off fireworks in STFs. That pees people off. PvP, I set them off instead of weapons.
Do you just do this to annoy people?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But sometimes it's just pressing the wrong key on my keyboard.
Most of the time, isn't it, Tom?
So that, now you know who it is, folks.
Yeah. You can hunt him down.
Yeah. I do know someone who forgot they had it equipped and did an STF, and they clicked a button thinking it was for a hypo, and the fireworks went off. And all you heard was, oh, crap, it shouldn't be that. And then he died. So, obviously needed to change his keybinds.
Yeah.
So, but if you want to be annoying like Tom, you can now claim them at the barracks on Kronos and at New Romulan Command in the Rotunda, which is not a shopping centre.
You'd be surprised.
Well, that's true, yeah.
It's probably a Welsh shopping centre.
Well, actually, it's quite nice, yeah. The Rotunda. Yeah, that works. Copyright it, Tom, quick.
It's probably in the Ronda.
The Ronda, yeah. The Rotunda in the Ronda. The other thing that I liked was the Alachi battleship has had its cloak removed. Hackley!
Yay!
Yay! Can't run and hide anymore. I can just blow it up. So, anything that jumps out for you guys?
Well, for me, you haven't been in game, so you haven't seen it, Colin, but the UI changes, changing the science, tactical, and engineering consoles. And, yeah, like, so I saw these because Thomas the Cat, who does all the UI stuff for Stowe, well, not all of it, but most of it, I don't know, he might do most of it. But, yeah, he's been...
You'll get there eventually, folks.
Yeah.
On Twitter, he sort of, you know, showed some of these designs before sneak peeks before they came in game, and they looked really good when you saw them like that, you know, separate from each other.
Well, they're actually attached to the release notes, the pictures.
Right, yeah, they look really good like that. But then when they were in game and I saw them, you know, in the small boxes on my, you know, personal character thing, and they didn't look so good there, I must say. It's because he's been very fine in the details, and, you know, usually you would look at things, and because they were all so different from each other, you would automatically know what it is. But now, because they're, like, for example, with armors and stuff, they're pretty much all the same, but just with a different, you know, change of color, all that kind of stuff, it's a bit difficult to sort of see what they are, and a bit, like, it doesn't show up very good when you're, you know, actually playing the game, and it's a small little icon. But, yeah.
So you're not impressed?
Well, I was impressed by the actual designs. I just didn't work too well in game.
I quite liked them, to be honest.
I just clicked on the link, and it's got the warp core changes. They do a lot better. They do a lot better.
Right.
But obviously... That's all that's on the link, so I'll have to wait till I get in game to see. Let's have a look on these links. Oh, yeah, I see what you're... Oh, God, there's a massive difference, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, if we look at the energy-type damage bonuses like phaser relays and, you know, Tetron pulse generators, they used to be completely different images, but now they're sort of the same structure but different details, and that doesn't come out in-game as well.
It's just different colours, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I can kind of see why they've done it, because basically if you look at the torpedo damage bonuses, they're all...
Torpedo shapes.
They're all torpedo shapes, just different colours.
Yeah.
But I see what you mean. Before, you just looked at the picture and thought, that's for quantum.
Yeah.
That's for photon. No, you're going to have to learn the colours.
Or just hold your mouse over the icon.
Or hold, yeah.
But it's not just that. It's just that because they're so detailed and, you know, the structure's the same, but the detail's different. It becomes, and because, you know, you're seeing it on a relatively small icon on your thing, then it makes it look a bit, you know, hard to tell which what's what.
I should imagine this would be even worse on a low-res computer.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I didn't look too much in detail to it, but then, like, I sort of got a passing image of it, and it didn't look so great.
What do you think of them, Tom? Because I haven't seen them in games. So.
I haven't seen them in game either, but I saw these pictures a few weeks ago, and I thought they'd have they'd probably suit well in game, but we shall see when I actually see them in game.
Some of them are very similar, like the crew recovery one on the science that looks like a bio bed.
Right, but most of them are completely different.
Yeah.
Which it's not because I preferred the old ones. A lot of them made no sense to me.
It's just that when you're looking at them on screen, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For example, like with the Tetron pulse generators, which is what I usually use, you know, it's like, I just know that as soon as I see that thing, whatever it is, with those waves coming out, it's the Tetron pulse generator. But now I need to, you know, it's like, I'm not really sure what it is.
You have to get used to them again.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Stuff like my tactical consoles and my engineering consoles. Yeah, no, my tactical consoles, once they're in the room, on me, once they're in the room, because, you know, basically being an engineer, you're not built for tactical, so I tend to use the ones that increase my DPS, and that's it.
Right.
But the ones that I swap in and out is like my armor and stuff like that, because I change my armor depending on who I'm fighting.
Right.
Because obviously, you know, certain armor, certain weapons, you know, so if I'm fighting like the Romulans or the Borg, then you need armor for plasma and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, going to have to get used to one for that. Science consoles, again, I'll swap them in and out depending on what I'm going to be doing. So, yeah, this is going to take some getting used to. We will adapt.
Yeah.
Basically, you got to. So.
Well, yeah, the actual designs, I really like them, especially the tactical ones, you know, because I think with the engineering ones, most of them were quite standard, you know, made sense, but the tactical ones, a lot of them, I was like, what the hell is this? Like, for example, the disruption, the console that buffs the disrupting weapons, I was thinking, is that like something to do with fireworks? Or I was like, what the hell is that? But then, you know, these ones make much more sense.
Yeah, it's bizarre to some people. But I mean, I didn't say. I know some people have been, you know, on Twitter they've been ranting. Some people, so they're probably the same camp as you, Shervy.
What have they been ranting about?
They've been the one bloke saying that he can't tell what he's got anymore.
All right.
You know, it's like, you know, he's having to hold his mace over everything. And what's that? Oh my God, I didn't want that. Oh my God, I didn't, you know. And stuff like that. So, but we had this when they put the last UI change in, and people didn't like it at first. But you know, you got used to it. I mean, I didn't have a problem with the last UI change at all. You know, I thought the little icons this way to the transporter room and stuff like that. I thought that was, to me, that was needed.
Yeah, I remember with the last UI, seeing it in pictures and stuff. Wasn't very good, but then when you actually played it in game, it worked really, really well. But they just wanted sort of the other way round. In the pictures, they look really good. In game, not so much.
Okay. I'll let you know later.
Alright.
Because I ain't been in since it happened, so I'll let you know later what it looks like. But yeah, I can see people with a low-res computer really struggling with these. But, oh well. If you have got a low-res computer, let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah. And you can let us know by dropping an email to deck8sto@gmail.com. That's 8, the word. Or you can send us a tweet at deck_8 on Twitter. That's 8, the numeral. Or you can tweet Tom. Where can they tweet you, Tom?
They can tweet me at TOMBAD2378.
There you go. So send Tom a tweet. But don't send me an Shirving one. For a very simple reason, and we'll tell you that right now. Me and Shervin are leaving Deck 8. So, I'm leaving because I'm doing other projects within Trek FM, and they're going to take up a lot of my time, so I can't devote that time to Deck 8. So, it's like the commitment thing, doing it every week. Shervin, do you want to tell them why you're leaving?
Well, I'm leaving because I'm going in. It probably means nothing to the American listeners, but for the British listeners, I'm going into sixth form, which means a much more greater workload, and I've picked some subjects which require more work than some others, and yeah, and again, it's the commitment thing. It's just turning up every week, and you know, it's a lot happens behind the scenes. For example, Foundry takes up a hell of a lot of time. And yeah, so I just need to focus on school right now.
And we do have listeners in other countries as well, sure. It's not just Britain and America.
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
Basically, Shervin's going to a higher level of education.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to get more brain ache. Yeah. Basically, especially seeing as Shervin's doing maths, and more maths.
Well, yeah.
Is that when I seen that tweet of you, I'm doing maths, and I'm doing maths?
That's not what I said.
And I thought, wow. And I just put, he likes maths. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Only two maths.
Mind you, I can talk. I did history, sociology, which are overlapping subjects. So,
right.
You know, you like what you like.
Indeed. Well, I liked history. It's just I'm not so good at it.
Oh, I loved history. Yeah. But that's why me and Shervin are leaving anyway. Shervin's going to increase his IQ even more, if that's possible. yeah, in a few years' time, Shervin will be in a TOS episode and it'll be called Nomad.
I don't get that, but I'll assume it's a compliment.
Just look it up afterwards, mate, okay? Just look it up afterwards. You may or may not see it's a compliment. So, it'll either be Nomad or it'll be M5. Take your pick. Let me know when you Google it. So, Tom's
yeah,
laughing because
well.
Tom knows. and I'll be doing other stuff within the Trek FM Empire, which you will hear in...
Deep
when it happens, basically. I can't give a date, but you'll hear shortly. But Tom is going to stay, aren't you, Tom?
Yes.
And Tom's going to become basically Fleet Admiral.
Yeah.
To all intents and purposes.
With a big chair.
With a big chair. With lots of buttons. And they all light up.
Yeah. And it doesn't creak.
It doesn't
See,
creak.
Being
no.
the leader has its perks.
Yeah. Are you going to get leather chair, Tom? Or
black leather, probably.
Black leather, yeah. Lumbar support. Yeah.
Make
sure you get a seatbelt, okay? Make sure, you know.
Yeah.
You won't fall out then, wouldn't you? You know.
And a cup holder.
And a cup holder, definitely need a cup holder. So, told you, get a lazy boy. Just get a lazy boy. Got a fridge in the arm. Sorted.
And a telephone.
Yeah. Don't have to move at all. You know? Apart from to go to the toilet.
Well, there's probably, you know, going to be chairs adapted to that soon enough.
Yeah, there you go. Just don't have to move then. Anything else? Yeoman of the Week.
Yeah.
Work for Kirk. So, so, which brings us to our next item, which is, if you want to join Tom, on Deck 8, talking about all things Star Trek Online. Tom promises not to whip too hard, don't you, Tom?
Yeah, I promise.
Yeah, that was so sincere. So, basically, we're looking for three people to join Tom. And if you do want to join him, then either send an email via Trek FM website or send an email via the Gmail account that we mentioned earlier, or drop Tom a tweet and he'll take it from there. So, but there is a stipulation to applying.
Requirements.
Yeah. So if you want to join Deck 8, there are certain requirements. The first one is you have to have a good microphone or headset, right? None of this $9.99 stuff from Asda or something, because otherwise you'll just sound terrible. And no one wants to listen to a podcast and someone just sounds like they're a Dalek.
Well, depends who you are.
Unless I have a Dalek applying.
Yeah, unless, yeah. Which will probably be next week when we talk Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing. So the other thing is you need to be able to do the podcast every week. You need to be able to do the podcast every week on a Sunday at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. Be around about that time, yeah, Tom?
Yeah.
Every Sunday, 6 p.m., 7 p.m. UK time. Okay, that's the other's condition. And you need to have the level of commitments, because we can't have people applying who do it one week and then they can't do it the next week. And, oh, well, you know, I've got to change the baby's nappy. I can't do it today. Or I'm washing my hair. I can't come on, my nails haven't dried. You know, that type of stuff. You know.
Who do you think is going to apply?
I'm just covering all the bases. Okay? So, Tom needs people he can rely on. So you need to be have audible quality. You need to be able to do it every week without fail. Obviously, if you're dead, that's a good excuse. You know,
but otherwise,
we'll let that. Yeah, you know, if you've gone into labour, that's another good excuse.
Although, there's a cut off point. Once you've had the baby, you have to come back.
That's true. Yeah, no extended maternity leave. Right.
They don't do it in Starfleet.
No. Doesn't happen. You know, obviously the circumstances when, like, your holidays and stuff like that, like we've had holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
But basically, you need to be able to commit to the podcast. So we have continuity. The listeners have continuity. Tom knows he can rely on people. And obviously, you need to be able to install Skype and run it, because that's what we use.
And preferably, you should be able to play Stowe.
Well, I would presume they're playing Stowe if they're listening to this podcast. Seeing as it's a Star Trek Online podcast.
You never know, Colin. You never know.
No, that's true. That's true. Yes, you need to be able to play Stowe at least once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's no point coming in and talking about Warhammer.
No.
Or World of Warcraft, you know. Or Homeworld, or something like that.
And especially not Call of Duty.
Especially not Call of Duty.
Sorry, Tom.
Although we did spend a couple of weeks talking about Star Trek Rivals, so that's... but yeah, so drop us a line via Trek FM, drop us a line via deck8sto@gmail.com, which is all one word, or send Tom a tweet. So this will be the last show now for a couple of weeks while we sort out the new hosts.
Auditions.
Yeah, auditions. Auditions. And what will happen is, depending on how many people apply, obviously, Tom will have you on the show and as a guest. Okay, not as a host, as a guest. And to see if it works. And depending on how many people he applies, well, depending on how many guests he has to work through. That's right, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah.
And then the ones that work, Tom will send you an email. And that's another thing, one final thing, is because this show goes out on Trek Radio, no profanity.
Yeah.
Or swearing, whichever word you
family
want.
Friendly.
Family friendly. Okay, so... we'll sign off now. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Well, Tom will see you in a couple of weeks. Or however extended period of time it takes to relaunch the podcast. And then he'll come back and with a whole new show and a whole new group of guests. and eventually a whole new group of presenters.
Yeah.
And Shervin will be reading a maths book somewhere.
Oh, God, don't remind me.
And
You'll be venturing through time.
I'll be doing other stuff that you will all find out in due course. So, until then, thanks for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure podcasting with these two guys. And Tom, it's been a great year.
Yeah.
So, and Tom and Shervin will also be popping up on Trek News and Views. Shervin's on this week's, which is Voyager. And Tom would be on a forthcoming one. So, we'll still be knocking around with each other.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Shervin gets bored, he can always come on and be a guest, can't he, Tom?
And, yeah. And can I just say, you two still need to do that PvP match.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot all about that.
I haven't.
Ooh. We'll do it before you relaunch.
Yeah.
And then you can talk about it on your relaunch. Yeah, and we'll let you know when it is so you can come and watch him blow up. I mean, you can come and watch.
Whatever may happen.
I'll come and record it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That'd be cool. Yeah, what happened to the video?
Oh, I haven't uploaded it yet.
Oh, all right.
Takes 600 minutes with his internet.
Oh, okay. Takes about three with mine. So, so, as I say, folks, it's been an absolute pleasure. I've loved doing Decades, and it's in good hands. So, until, if you listen to Trek News and Views, I'll see you on there. And if you listen to the new stuff, when it happens, I'll see you on there. But until then, I'll say goodbye.
And until the relaunch, it's a goodbye from me.
And just to sort of reiterate what Colin said, it's been great doing Deck 8, but I can't do it anymore. So it's a permanent goodbye from me.
Bridge, seal off Deck 8, corridors A and B.